everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Mike Quick. We've got the Seattle Seahawks to talk about today. 6-2-1, coming off the big win against the New England Patriots. And we wonder, Mike, are they starting to get into their groove as the playoff picture comes into focus?
Dave, I think they're starting to get into their groove, and mainly because their quarterback, Russell Wilson, is finally healthy. You know, he's got all the weapons around him. Tyler Lockett. He's got, of course, the big tight end and Graham. He's got so many weapons. And now that he's healthy, when they don't have a play down the field, he's able to create because he's so good out of the pocket and drawing up defenses. And once the defense are drawn to him, then he finds his targets down the field. He's buying time just so that he can make plays down the field.
Is Russell Wilson, in your mind, Mike, an elite quarterback?
Of course he is.
Yeah. And I think people who don't, consider him one either don't watch him or just hate on the guy. The guy's fantastic.
Yeah, I just think that a lot of people will talk and regurgitate what they hear other people say. But if you actually look at him, you'll realize that this is one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. I didn't mention Doug Baldwin, but he is one of the better receivers, and he'll throw to Baldwin a lot. He's got, as I said, an array of talent around him. The running back position has really changed for them. They got rid of
Christian Michael,
they got rid of, and Poisett, the kid out of Notre Dame.
Procise,
there he
See,
is.
I actually was just back there with Merrill going through pronunciations.
Okay.
You've got to get this right on before Sunday here.
Well, I got a little bit of time. So Procise, I watched him in the New England game, and a former wide receiver, but just an excellent football player. They run him out of the backfield, and when they get him on the outside, they create great matchups with Procise, getting him on linebackers, getting him on safeties, and they win with him.
Don't give it away too much now. We got a first look on the Seahawks a little bit later
All right. In
the show. But a very busy day here at the NovaCare Complex. Lots of press conferences, lots of information. What do we do with it all? We turn it over to Alex Smith, our Eagles 360 update, to get you all caught up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Well, the Eagles are on the road this weekend in Seattle, which is known for being one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So to try to combat that, the Eagles will be practicing here inside on Thursday or Friday, and they'll be pumping in crowd noise. And if you're wondering how loud that is, it's this loud. So that's at about 100 decibels right now. Seattle has reached over 137 decibels in the past. So we caught up with some of the Eagles players in the locker room to get their thoughts on playing with this crowd noise and how that will affect the game on Sunday afternoon.
It's loud. It's loud. And if you get them a chance to cheer, they'll be even louder. So I think the key is for us offensively is to, you know, let's try to quiet them a little bit.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just you need to communicate a lot. You know, you need to over-communicate. You need to work on hand signals, you know, both with the O-linemen, with the receivers. You know, you got to work through a lot of those things. But those are things we've done already. You know, we've done those in Chicago. We've done those in Washington. Obviously, it'll be louder. But at the same time, as long as you kind of have that kind of already set in stone, I don't think it should be too big of an effect. You know, we got to be ready for it, that's for sure.
Aside from just the crowd noise, the Eagles defense will also have to deal with Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson, who is having another standout season. Today we heard from players inside the locker room on what the challenge is in trying to slow Wilson down.
We just got to make sure he don't beat us with his legs. I mean, because, you know, he likes to run around. But he does have a powerful arm, too. I mean, he scrambles to pass, you know. So it's not really to run. It's really to throw the ball. And that's really when he create more down-the-field plays, when he's running around and, you know, throwing the deep balls usually after that. So
I mean, when you got a guy like that, man, you really, I think the main thing is you don't want to chase him around. But to answer your question is, you know, he's fast. He didn't make a lot of plays with his feet. So, I mean, I think we'll do a better job this year, you know, just playing against him a couple years ago, knowing what he can do with his feet. We'll do a better job at containing him.
All right, well, that will wrap things up here from the bubble outside of the NovaCare Complex. You can check out all of our coverage from today, including press conferences from Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, and Malcolm Jenkins, on demand right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got so much to get to on this Eagles 360. When we return, Benny Logan makes his return to the Eagles lineup last week. We saw what a difference Benny makes to the Eagles D. We have him in studio next.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli. Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill. Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive nonstop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today. It's Wednesday, and we're talking with Eagles defensive tackle Benny Logan, all smiles after getting back in the lineup on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Benny, welcome, and congratulations on getting back out there. I know the defense missed you so much, and I know you missed playing so much.
Definitely.
What is it about the game that you missed, Benny? Is it on the field, off the field? What's it like?
I miss on the field. I just miss being physical and just playing with the guys, just the chemistry we have when we're playing along each other, and just the time we've been together for so long. It's just like real brotherhood when I'm out there with those guys, when we're hanging together. It's just a good feeling.
How'd that develop? How'd that friendship, camaraderie, kinship develop?
Over time, you build trust and friendship with guys that you know, take the field with every Sunday and practice and things like that. And we developed that, you know, when Chip was here. And, you know, we was fortunate enough that still had the same group, a couple guys, you know, for 3 years Chip was here. And it's still the chemistry and the bond that we had then is still here.
How did you play on Sunday?
I played okay. I was a little rusty. I missed a few tackles, one sack or whatnot like that. I was a little rusty. You could tell I've been out for almost a month or whatnot because my technique wasn't as it was early in the year. But it's something I could fix on my own during practice, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this week.
When you miss time like that, what is the hardest part of getting back to being razor sharp? Is it the technique? Is it the conditioning? Is it the timing?
Conditioning wasn't bad because during the week of practice, I was sprinting everywhere to the ball. The ball was always down the field. I kind of got myself in the game shape that way by chasing the ball. It was snapped no matter what it was. And I told BG to make sure he stayed on me to make sure, you know, I'm holding myself accountable for that. But it was more of the technique and just getting back into game speed, because you can play hard and fast at practice, but, you know, once you get in the game, it's a different speed. So that was my biggest adjustment, you know, getting back to game speed and just getting, you know, polishing up my technique.
And I remember when the Eagles made this coaching change and Jim Schwartz came in and the 4-3 alignment came in, and people wondered outside the building how you would adjust to being a more attacking defensive tackle. What was it like for you to kind of hear the news that you were going to go back to that kind of style of play?
You know, I decided, you know, to be able to rush the passer more, because the past 3 years, you know, I was more of playing the run, and that's what people looked at me as, a run stopping defense tackle, which I didn't want to be labeled at. You know, I knew I could rush the passer, but, you know, I just did what I was told to do the past 3 years, you know, on a Chip Kelly defense and everything. So to be able to rush the passer and really attack, you know, up front was a good thing I was looking forward to. And it was a, you know, rough transition for me just being honest, because, you know, I haven't done something like this since college. So I had to change my body, I had to change, you know, the way I see things, the way I approach things. But the most important thing, I never gave up on myself. And that was, you know, really contributed to me just working hard and just working with the guys that I had among me.
How did you change your body? In what way?
You had to lose weight. I wouldn't really say lose a lot of weight, but just get your body and shape for, it's pretty much like a sprint every time you get out on your stance. So where the past 3 years I was more of a two-gapper, now it was attack. Every time you get on, it was attack, 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 like you was running a sprint. And so you had to get your body and your conditioning, you know, ready for that kind of defense.
Benny, on Sunday, the Eagles play in Seattle, and that means Russell Wilson. I know you've played against Russell Wilson. He's very tough,
From your perspective, what makes him so difficult?
He's a guy, he's really coming into himself. He's becoming a really good passer, standing in the pocket. He had to deal with a couple of injuries here lately, so he forced him to be more of a pocket passer, which he's doing a good job of. But now, you know, he still has an ankle brace on, but he's still, you know, running around. I think he's just extend plays, keep the plays alive. He keeps his eyes always down the field. So, you know, going into this game, it's going to be the tell of, you know, who is the best defense. We got to go in there, got to outplay their defense and just play hard and contain him on every snap because we can't let him, you know, get outside the pocket and put a lot of pressure on our secondary.
Benny, during your time off, what did you do to kind of replace that competitive on-field stuff? Did you get into hunting a lot more? How'd you do? Play checkers a lot? What'd you do?
Nah, man. I actually just sit there and just watch the game, and it was really stressful just watching.
Was it?
Yeah, definitely. Because I had to see the doctor because I was injured every Monday, and so every Monday I went in to see the doctor. You know, my blood pressure was kind of high because it was just stressful just watching those guys go out there and grind that and end up losing because I know the kind of work they put into the game and, you know, how hard they work and train, you know, to be perfect or whatnot. To see them, you know, come up short those couple of games were stressful to me. And you know, I was really, you know, excited about getting back out there Sunday.
And you played I thought you played great, okay?
I played okay. I'm not
Why?
Going
to Not great?
No, it wasn't great.
You're too hard on yourself.
You got to be hard on yourself. You can't be, you know.
Is this Sunday a statement game?
Every Sunday is a statement game.
They're the Seahawks. They're the Legion of Boom. Everybody talks about their defense.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they earn their respect or whatnot. This is our first year in the defense, so we still coming to our own. We're going to, you know, establish ourselves. We can continue to establish ourselves because we know the kind of defense we could be. No, it's going to be two top defenses facing on that field, so it's going to be the tell of the best defense.
It's going to be a fun time. Benny, I'm going to see you later tonight. Benny Logan, along with Brandon Brooks, co-hosts of In the Trenches, Glenn McNeil and myself on WIP at 6 o'clock at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Come on out. Say hi to Benny. Say hi to Brandon. How are you enjoying the radio gig? It's a little different kind of medium, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, two cool co-hosts and everything.
I enjoy it. It's something fun, something besides just football. We talk about football some, but we also talk about our lives and things like to do, which is pretty interesting because I'm a guy that don't like to talk about football 24/7. You know, I study and do my, you know, job and study my opponent, but after that, I don't really want to talk about football
every
day.
You're a deep guy. You're a thoughtful guy, aren't you?
Definitely.
Yeah. What do you do? What's your main focus in your brain these days outside of football?
Outside of football, I like the outdoors, wildlife, hunting, anything that mud ride, four-wheeler, horseback, anything like that. I just like to be out in nature and just join.
Is there such a thing as the best hunter on this team? Do guys walk around saying, hey, I bagged a goose today, or I
No, guys talk about, you know, what they hunt and what they kill or whatnot, but I can't really just tell you, you know, who the best hunter is.
Do you cook everything that you capture, kill, or whatever you do?
Yeah. Well, if you kill it, you got to cook it and eat it.
Do you?
Yeah.
So what have you cooked?
I ain't cooked nothing. I ain't been hunting since I've been up here.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of hard to hunt, you know, up this way. Yeah, I got so many
dogs. Carson's the one who's laying in the field shooting geese.
Yeah.
Gotta start hanging out with him.
Yeah, I got to. Definitely.
Thanks so much, Benny.
Thank you.
Great job on Sunday. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you tonight. Benny Logan here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official team app. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Amorosos. Get ready to roll into a suite with Amorosos. Enter at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Eagles versus Washington game.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Celebrate.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Dave Spadaro and Mike Quick. It's Eagles 360 time now to take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLticketExchange.com. Mike, the Eagles took care of business last week against Atlanta, starting the second half of the season off the right way. Four home games remain. Three tough ones on the road. What do you see on the road?
On the road, it's always difficult, and this team has proven that through the season. They've been really good at home and let some games get away on the road. But this is a team that, Dave, they're starting to run the football well. And to me, that's something that you can take on the road. When you're able to effectively run the football, it doesn't matter where you are. Defenses travel, running the football travels.
All right, let's take our first look at the Seattle Seahawks. We take a deep dive on a team that is rounding into form after some early season struggles. We begin, of course, at the quarterback position. We talked a little bit about Russell Wilson and Carson Wentz. To me, Mike, Carson on the road here, it's a real legitimate challenge for him navigating through all the noise.
Well, he played at North Dakota State. He's never seen anything like what he's going to see in Seattle, and it's different for anyone. And it's difficult for the veteran quarterbacks, guys who've been around for a long time, because that 12th man, Dave, in Seattle, it's real. And it really does affect other teams coming into Seattle. So this is a challenge unlike any that Carson's ever seen. But I like Carson, and I like what he's been able to do. I think what they'll do this week is prepare him for it. And it's not necessarily the noise, because you're right, they won't be able to replicate that during the week. But getting him up to speed on the signals and all the things that he'll need to do, communicating non-verbally.
How about the challenge of going against the intimidation factor of Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas and the Legion of Boom? Does that play into this at all?
Don't throw at Richard Sherman.
Okay.
It's as simple as that.
What if he's covering Jordan Matthews all day long?
That's okay.
Okay.
You've got Zach Ertz, and they did a great job with Zach Ertz last week. You've got Darren Sproles. They did an outstanding job with Darren Sproles last week. They were great on first down in the run game. So that is a really good formula. So I think there's a chance that when Matthews goes into the slot, I think there's a chance, because he's targeted so much, that Richard Sherman might follow him.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I don't think Cam Chancellor is that great of a cover guy. Cam Chancellor, Zach Ertz, I like Zach Ertz in that matchup. So that's, to me, a favorable matchup for the Eagles. And Seattle, they're starting to play a lot more man coverage. So the guys on the outside, they're going to have to win. And when I say that, I think about how difficult that's going to be for the guys on the outside. But for the second guy in, that second receiver, and many times that's going to be Ertz, that's going to be Sproles, you create matchups for those guys so that they can win.
Okay. Now, the Eagles ran the football extremely well against the Atlanta Falcons. We expect an emphasis on running the ball Sunday in Seattle. And Ryan Matthews, big numbers last week, averaging 4.2 yards per carry. On the other side, C.J. Procise is outstanding at catching the football. They get Thomas Rawls back. He had a big 2015, Mike. How do you evaluate the running games for each team?
Well, this running game for the Eagles is improving, obviously. And I think they have to continue to improve and pound the ball in the run game. Seattle, they make teams drive the length of the field. 8-play drives, 10-play drives, 12-play drives. And that falls into what the Eagles do.
Mm-hmm.
That's their want. They do that every week. And so if they're able to get touchdowns at the end of that, then it's going to be a really good game for the Eagles. And on the other side, Seattle runs the ball, but they're not a great running team. And I like the Eagles in that matchup, the Seattle offense running the ball against this front seven. I think it's a really good matchup, and in my mind, it favors the Eagles.
Okay.
They have a good offensive line, but it's not one that the Eagles' defensive front cannot take apart.
All right, tight ends. Jimmy Graham really coming on,
yeah,
getting familiar with Russell Wilson. He is a main target, particularly in the red zone. And I wonder, Mike, if you're Jim Schwartz, what are you doing here against Jimmy Graham? Jim Schwartz is going to line up Malcolm Jenkins, you can Nigel Bradham, bracket coverage. What do you do?
I think you get to the quarterback. I think you have to really affect the quarterback because it's so hard to cover Jimmy Graham. Even when you double cover Jimmy Graham, he's a tough guy to cover. And not just plus 20, Dave, when they get to the plus 30, as soon as they get into that area, they're going to try and get the ball into the hands of Jimmy Graham.
You mentioned Doug Baldwin. Now, here's a name that a lot of people don't pay a lot of attention to, but he's got 50 catches this year, physical, runs well. Is it a good matchup for the Eagles? Is it a tough matchup for the Eagles? What kind of receiver is he?
I think he's a really good receiver, runs good routes, catches the ball where he's tough, he's physical. It's not easy to cover him. And the guys on the outside, I think they're going to see it. They're going to get a lot man coverage because I think that you still want to affect the quarterback. I think you still want to get to the quarterback, and you don't want to let Russell Wilson get outside the pocket, but you don't want to allow him to get comfortable throwing the football either.
When you look at some of the external numbers, the miscellaneous numbers, sacks and yards per game and passing yards and all that, very even. I mean, the Eagles and the Seahawks, I'm looking forward to a great game. If the Eagles can get a lead here, really could steal one. There's always a game on the schedule you say, I think that's going to be a tough one to win.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles win it.
Well,
so this is it.
Dave, this is going to be a tough game to win, but I just believe that the way they play defense, it plays into the Eagles' favor.
Okay. That's our first look at the Seattle Seahawks. That's the X's and O's portion of this show. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll do a little bit of digging into the numbers. Next Gen Stats coming up when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. The Eagles and Rothman Institute at Jefferson are partnering to celebrate the top high school football teams and coaches in the tri-state area with the High School Football Showdown. Visit the website to vote for the game of the week and support your school. Check back daily for new matchups.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, let's give him a wild.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
Dunkin' Sweet Black Pepper Bacon Sandwich is back with twice the crispy caramelized peppered bacon. Experience a breakfast sandwich made for bacon lovers. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Mike here. We throw now to Alex Smith and our Stats Only package.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome back to Stats Only, where every week we go inside the numbers from the Eagles' most recent matchup. So as we look back at Sunday's 24-15 win over the Atlanta Falcons, we'll start off by highlighting a play from Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox that shows how a little hustle can go a long way towards slowing down Atlanta's offense. On Atlanta's opening possession, Matt Ryan threw a screen pass to running back Devontae Freeman, who can be very dangerous when given space. Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham both get a great jump off the line to rush the passer, but it's how they react to the screen that makes this play so impressive. Cox travels a distance of 32.95 yards on the play, and the 310-pounder reaches a top speed of 14.52 miles per hour. It's Cox who rebounds to make the tackle, but Graham also travels upwards of 34.49 yards on the play and reaches a top speed of 13.46 miles per hour, just in case Freeman had stayed on his feet. Next up, we'll take a look at Kenyon Barner,
whose strong play on special teams helped set the Eagles up in prime field position throughout the game. Barner has been a part of the Eagles' running back rotation all season long, but on Sunday he showed why he's been tabbed as the Eagles' new primary kick returner as well. Barner broke free for 114 yards on just three returns, but his 52-yard return midway through the fourth quarter was what ultimately helped the Eagles take the lead for good. On that return, Barner traveled a total of 66.24 yards, and he reached a max speed of 18.29 miles per hour, the fastest of any of his returns. Barner's work set the Eagles up in Falcons territory, where Ryan Matthews would eventually score the go-ahead touchdown. And speaking of Matthews, we'll finish off today by looking at one surprising stat about his big day at Lincoln Financial Field. Matthews is known for being a powerful, bruising running back, and while he did power through some tough runs, the Eagles' offensive line also did a great job of paving the way for number 24. Of Matthews' 109 rushing yards, 61 of them came after contact, but 48 of them came before he was ever touched, showing how strong of a game Jason Peters, Jason Kelsey, and the rest of the O-line had up front. Matthews had 8 runs where he gained 4 yards or more after contact, but he also had 6 runs in which he gained 4 or more yards before he was ever touched. All right, well, that will wrap things up for this edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll set things up for you on Thursday, and we'll get Mike Quick's final thoughts about the Eagles' big road game in Seattle on Sunday afternoon.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacked to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right checking from Santander Bank. Are you
feeling all right, baby? It's our final segment here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro humbly next to the Hall of Famer Mike Quick. Let's get you caught up on what's happening tomorrow. Our Amoroso's On the Menu segment. Our coordinators, Frank Reich, Jim Schwartz, meet the media. Glenn Mack now with some bold predictions for Sunday afternoon. And quarterbacks coach John DeFilippo in studio talking about Carson Wentz. Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Mike, what did Carson show you against Atlanta? How ready is he for this moment against Seattle?
Well, just to bounce back from the prior week where he didn't have a good game, I thought he was excellent against Atlanta. But probably more importantly, I thought Doug Peterson did an outstanding job of play calling. They were excellent on first down. I think they averaged over 7 yards per carry on first down. And he mixed it up with so many different run plays. So it takes a lot of the pressure off of Carson. When you're not asking Carson Wentz, your rookie quarterback, to throw the ball 40, 45 times a game, it's a lot easier and a heck of a lot more manageable for that young quarterback.
Mike, I got to ask you this also. Eagles wide receivers coming under a lot of heat now. Nelson Agholor, Dorial Green-Beckham. Mm-hmm. What's going through their mind this week?
trying to redeem themselves, trying to get back in the position where they can make the play. They want, like, when this happens to you, you want to be the guy. You want to be called on. You want to be the guy to make the play, to get that stink off of you from the previous play from last weekend. That has to be going through their heads right now. I want my number to be called.
I think in a really weird way, Nelson steps up and has a nice game on Sunday away from home. Less pressure. I feel like he's going to step up.
Is it the crystal ball?
It is. You don't rub it. Don't rub it. Make it get all the shine. There's no shine right now. Don't get all
the
shine.
I rub it
hands.
From here.
Well, I can rub yours too. You got a little shine there too.
Of course.
Good. All right, Mike Quick, Dave Spadaro, we thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. I'm back tomorrow with Glenn Mack now. In the meantime, everyone, thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.